One day, when Uncle Wiggily was near his hollow stump bungalow, he saw hanging in a tree a nest like a little hammock. "I wonder what bird lives there," said the bunny. "I wish I could see him." Some beautiful feathers fluttered nearby, and a bird began to sing. "That was a pretty song," said the rabbit. "Please sing it again, Mr. Bird, and tell me your name." "I am the Baltimore Oriole," was the answer. "But that is not the prettiest song I sing. I am too sad to sing a happy song now." Uncle Wiggily was going to ask why the Oriole was sad, when all at once another bird began to sing. "What bird was that?" asked the bunny of the Oriole. "The chewink," was the answer. "He sings a happy song. But I am sad because my little birds are hungry and I have no food for them." "That is too bad," exclaimed the rabbit. "I will find the chewink and ask him to give me some food for your hungry birds." Uncle Wiggily looked among the trees, and soon he heard the bird singing again. "Certainly that was a happy song," said the bunny. "Why are you so joyful, Mr. Chewink?" "Because I have a nest full of little birds and plenty to feed them," was the answer. "Hark," suddenly called the bunny. "Hear that other bird." "That is my friend, the Oriole," whistled the Chewink. "Yes, and he is sad because he has no food for his little birds," Uncle Wiggily said. "I'll take him some," promised the Chewink. And when he had helped feed the baby Orioles, the two father birds sang together. Said Uncle Wiggily. "It makes me feel happy." When the rabbit reached his bungalow that night, he found there a cricket who sang another song. Then the bunny gentleman and Nurse Jane went to sleep while the cricket sang on.